St. John in the first letter calls our attention to many different ways in which we can recognize the love of God that is in our heart and whether or not we are loving him in return. He loved us first. That is already one of the clearest, most practical ways of realizing just how much we should love him. There are those who will always say, love shouldn't be obligatory, should be something free. It's precisely because it is obligatory in the fullest sense of that word that is truly a freely return of the love of Christ to himself. There's one particular way that we should meditate on, all of us, no matter what our particular position or station in life might be. It's indicated to us in the passage we just heard from the Gospel of St. Luke. And our Lord, as it were, you might say, his first sermon in his hometown, which he, as it were, indeed, as it were, cited the passage that we have just heard from the book of Isaiah. When we think of that, how often, as it were, we have our sins have been forgiven, not just once, not just twice, but who can count the number of times, sometimes over and over again for the same sin. St. Raymond Penniafort, the famous Dominican minister, the prior general, died when he was almost a century old. In the meantime, he did so much in two ways. The first, as it were, is a kind of indication of how much we owe to the love of Christ. The captives, as it were, particularly Christians, were held prisoner by the Muslims in the Mediterranean area. But then we recall something else. It's not just a few who have been taken prisoner in that way that need help, need release, but in a far profounder way, all of us do. He was a great confessor, knew how, as it were, to communicate that love which our Lord has shown to all of us in becoming the little child of Our Lady, in laying down his life on the cross that we might be indeed ransomed from sin and can look forward to the everlasting joys of heaven, a joy that is already anticipated in a very special way when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.